All the World's a Stage by Amanda Watkins.
What do you mean you change your mind? We're supposed to be doing the job tonight.
I know, but I promised the missus I'd stay out of trouble. I've only been out for 4 weeks. She'd go mental if I went back in so soon. Anyway, I'm not sure it'd be worth it. We don't know anything about the place. Too risky.
Look, it's a really old house and those three old codgers have lived there for years. They never go out. Rumour has it the place is packed with antiques. Two of them are women, so chances are there'll be a lot of jewellery. And if they don't go out and keep themselves to themselves, I'll bet you anything they don't trust banks either. Probably got a lot of cash stashed away in there as well. Come on, what have you got to lose?
You'd know exactly what I'm in danger of using if you'd heard our trace explaining to me in words of one syllable. No, I'm sorry, Phil. You're on your own on this one.
Oh, well, your loss. You got time for another one? I thought I'd wait until after 2 a.m. So I've got a bit of time to kill. And knocking on a bit, so with any luck, they'll have had their cocoa and be nicely tucked up long before that. If they take sleeping pills as well, that'd be icing on the cake.
How are you going to get in?
Hey, well, fortunately, the house is pretty much on its own down that end of the street. It's set well back from the road, so I'll go around the back and see if I can gently open a downstairs window. Yeah, from the look of the place, I'd say it's still single glazed with old wooden window frames. Shouldn't be too difficult.
You be careful, Phil.
Lenny, I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I've been watching the place for ages. They don't have alarms, security lights, or a dog or anything. Every now and then, a batty old gardener who talks to himself goes round the garden, but that's it. They're old! If anyone wakes up, I just shout at them to keep quiet and leg it.
What if they don't keep quiet?
I'll just leg it anyway. I've never hit anyone. I'm not about to start now.
You know, I sometimes wonder if you haven't chosen the wrong occupation.
You know what you mean. I sort of fell into it because it was what my old man did. After Mum left, I just went with him all the time. Housebreaking was the only thing I knew.
Are you taking your bike?
Yeah. I can slip in the bushes just inside the entrance.
What will you tell Shell?
Don't have to tell her anything. She's on a 4-day end due to Benidorm. Candice is getting married again. She's hoping to be full-time lucky.
We're all hoping that. Her weddings are getting a bit expensive. Tracy decided she'd rather stay at home and keep an eye on me. See what I'm about not risking it.
I do indeed, Lenny, me old mate. Right. I'm going to get another pint and then I'm going home for a couple of hours. Then I'm off.
I hope it goes well, Phil. Don't forget your mobile. I'll keep mine by me. So if you need me, just call.
Yeah, no need, thanks. I never take my phone in with me in case it rings. Should be okay there. Right. Bag. Torch. Be quiet.
Have you come to save me? Oh, at last.
What do you mean? Please, just be quiet. I won't hurt you.
My knight in shining armour. I knew someone would come and rescue me.
For heaven's sake, will you be quiet?
There you are. I told you hiding in your bed would do you no good.
Leave me alone, you fiend. You can't hurt me. My rescuer has arrived. He'll soon sort you out.
Who's arrived? Oh, never mind. Now, come on, Dulcie. You know you'll come to no harm with me. This is for your own good, you know, and for the good of all mankind.
I don't believe you. You're mad. Go away.
No, be a good girl and roll up your sleeve. This won't hurt a bit.
Wait, what on earth's going on here? And what's that?
What's what? Oh, this. Oh, it's just a hypodermic needle. But in the syringe is a serum that could be the salvation of all mankind. It'll make us all immune to every disease known to man.
No, it won't. He's tried 6 on me already. They don't work. He's insane.
What's going on? Oh, Frank, not again. You know what happened last time. All that hair spurting out of her nose and ears. And it took you ages to come up with an antidote.
Yes, it was my best effort, but this one is different. It'll make me famous and rich. Oh, yes, rich. Just imagine, no more illness and all because of me. Oh, yes. I'm not giving up now.
I think you'd better stop experimenting on Dulcie. Anyway, her family are bound to notice that she isn't at the home sooner or later.
She can't go back. She'll tell and they'll stop me.
Hang on. What's going on here? You what, kidnapped this lady? You're experimenting on her?
He means well.
What do you mean he means well? You can't go around kidnapping old ladies and experimenting on them.
Well, when you put it like that...
But I think it's a bit harsh, actually. I'm trying to save mankind. It's not all plain sailing. I mean, to make an omelette, you have to break a few eggs, you know.
Break a few eggs? You kidnap someone's mother, a grandmother, aunt. She's somebody to someone.
Oh, yes. I mean, come to that. Who exactly are you and what are you doing in Dulcie's bedroom at 2 a.m?
He has come to rescue me.
That's it. I've come to rescue her.
And where will you take her once you've rescued her?
She can tell me which home she was taken from and I'll take her back.
Just like that?
Well, I guess so. Why not?
Well, for a start, I don't see a vehicle outside. And secondly, why don't you ask Dulcie which home she was in?
Dulcie, where is your home?
Wherever you like, my hero. I don't like it here.
Oh, but crying out loud.
You can't take my lady, you rotter. There's only one way to settle this.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be here, but I can't leave this lady in these circumstances. And how long will it be before he starts on you? We have to get help. Where's your telephone?
Oh, we don't have one of those. Frank's pretty harmless, really.
Now, let's settle this like gentlemen. En garde.
That's a sword.
Oh, you noticed? Well done. Well, come on. Take the other one and fight for Dulcie if you're so concerned about her.
No, I don't think violence is the way to settle this.
You may be right. I know. There's a perfect solution to this.
Here, which is?
You want to protect Dulcie from my glorious mankind-saving serum?
Well, yeah, I suppose I do.
But I have to agree. I don't think she's the ideal subject. It could be that her age is working against the effectiveness of it. You, on the other hand, would be perfect.
No, surely not. I'm well over 50, you know.
Couldn't be better. Dulcie will never see 75 again. Yes, you'll do nicely. Hattie, shall we get him ready?
No. Look, I'm sorry I broke in. I'm not a rescuer. I'm a burglar. I just want to go home, so if you just excuse me, I'll be on my way.
No, dear boy. You had the effrontery to break in here with a view to, what, robbing us, no doubt? And now you want to walk out of here, just like that.
Well, if you wouldn't mind. Look, I'll even take Dulcie with me if you like.
Really? And what will you do with her? Hand her over to the police? That'll be nice. You can have a lovely reunion with them. You know, catch up on old times and all that. I'm sure they'd be delighted to see you.
I could phone round some homes and see if anyone's missing an old lady.
Tell you what. You stay here and I'll go and get a fresh syringe. I think you might need a stronger dose. Hattie, get him ready, will you?
Now, come along, Mr. Burglar. Don't worry about it. You won't come to any harm. There's nothing dangerous in the syringe. Just humour him.
You what? Humour a madman waving a hypodermic needle about? I don't think so. Now, I'm out of here.
Has he gone?
Yes. We won't see him again. Did you see his face? That was one of our best, I think. He's certainly the first to say he'll take me with him.
Considering that we didn't have much time to prepare, I think we did rather well.
I spoke as loudly as I could when he came into my room to let you know he was here. It's a good job you had everything ready.
You were right, Frank, about seeing him watching the house. It was definitely the same man, was it?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. There were a couple of chaps sitting just down the road in a white van earlier in the week, but I haven't seen them for a couple of days, so with any luck, they've lost interest.
Oh, I hope so. I doubt they'd come tonight anyway. It's a bit late. Do you think we should do something a bit different next time? We've done the mad scientist a few times now.
Yes, we have, haven't we? I think we should stick to the loopy theme, though. After all, it is expected of us at our age, isn't it?
True. I know. Think femme fatale.
Oh, yes. Lovely. You could have some fun with that.
Right. That's what we'll do, then. It's too late now, so let's have a run through tomorrow. Oh, did anyone let Falstaff in? He doesn't like the cat flap being locked.
Well, he should stop bringing live mice in, then. It's all right. I let him in a couple of hours ago. He's asleep in his basket in the kitchen.
Good. It's time we were all asleep. Sweet dreams, ladies.
OK, this will be easy. Give us the jammy.
Nice. William, I'm sure the lights went out a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, I was watching. It's been over a week since I was keeping an eye on the place, but I don't think their habits will have changed.
Okay, let's go. Start upstairs?
Hang about, Artie. Let's have a look around down here first. We'll put any portable silver in this bag and leave it by the window. Then just pick it up on the way out.
Look, sorry, a nice carriage clock.
Yeah, put it in the bag. Grab those candlesticks as well. What the?
Hello. Nice of you to drop in. We don't often have visitors.
Look, lady, go back to your room. Wait. You can tell us where we can find cash and jewellery first.
Oh, you are a silly. Let's have a nice cup of tea. Or maybe something a bit stronger, and we can talk about it.
Look, you silly old bat, we are not here for tea or talking. Tell us what we want to know now.
What's all the commotion? Oh, Dulcie, you haven't been inviting men back here again, have you? Frank won't be very pleased.
What won't Frank be pleased about? Oh, I see. Honestly, Dulcie, you're becoming an embarrassment. They're young enough to be your grandsons.
I wish you two would mind your own business. If I want to entertain friends in my own home, I can.
It's not just your home, though, is it?
Well, we'll go up to my room, then. Well, me and the nice tall one, anyway. What did you say your name was, dearie?
If I were you, mate, I'd get out now.
Shut up, all of you. Right, you lot. We want cash and jewellery. Just get on with it right now.
Oh, forceful. Oh, I like that. Oh, haven't you got strong arms? Work out a lot, do you?
Get off! Leave me alone! You're balmy, you are.
Dulcie, I don't think it's your type. Why don't you try to find someone nicer?
What do you mean, not her type? He's got a pulse, hasn't he?
Oh, you're so unkind, Hattie. It really upsets me. I don't say horrid things to you. Frank, tell her not to be so horrible.
There you are, there, Dulcie. I'm sure Hattie didn't mean to upset you. Now, why don't we go and put the kettle on? You'll feel better after a nice cup of tea.
Am I going mad here? Hasn't anyone been listening to me? I don't want to hear another word about tea. You, what did the batty one call you? Hattie, go upstairs with Artie. Artie, get upstairs with her and put what you can in the bag. Artie, where are you? Oh, for...
I was having a look around the hall and that. I think they've been having us on, sonny.
What do you mean?
There are old posters on the walls going up the stairs with their faces on. They were actors by the look of it.
No. What, this lot? They're as mad as a box of frogs.
It was definitely them. Well, two of them anyway.
Frankly, I don't give a toss if they were actors or dockers. We want silver, jewellery and cash in the bag now. Now! Now! I don't know what you lot are playing at, but I've had enough of it. You're really trying my patience now. And you really don't want to make me cross.
He means it. You can get real nasty if you're not careful. When that vein in his temple sticks out and starts throbbing, watch out.
What are you going to do? Knock all three of us about?
See this? Know what it is? It's a baseball bat. Now, see those stains on it down there? Know what they are? Little clue. It's not ketchup.
Oh, Frank, I don't like this.
No, Dulcie. I think we should stand our ground. I mean, we can't have louts like this barging in and threatening us.
Yeah, look what I found, Sonny.
A cat, eh?
Oh, put him down. He'll be upset.
Well, we can't have that now, can we? On the other hand, we could just try and see how upset he gets if we put him in this bag and flatten it with the bat.
Oh, you wouldn't. He's just a defenceless animal.
Oh, stop it. You'll make me cry. Okay, Artie, put him in the bag.
No, all right. You can have all my jewellery and we've got a bit of cash upstairs.
What's going on here?
Mr. Burglar.
Who?
You've got a spot of bother here, old chap. Think you should leg it while you can. These poltroons aren't as nice as you.
Yeah, did you just call us chickens, sonny?
Yeah, I know you. Spill Sullivan, innit? Yeah, up your old tricks bullying old people, are you? Yeah, we'll try this for size.
It'll be a pleasure.
No, really, Mr. Burglar, don't put yourself in danger on our account. But just give them what they want and they'll release full stuff.
You're so right. You should give them what they want. Yeah, for a start, how about these candlesticks? Hey, bullseye! How do you like that?
Oh, stop that! Auntie, quick, put the cat in the bag.
Ow, ow! Scratch me.
Now, lady, grab anything you can and throw it at them.
Oh, yeah, here you are. I take this to the photo frame. A football.
Ow, that hurts.
Throw this tank of a size, you upsells.
Don't know about you, sonny, but I'm off.
Oh, I'm right behind you.
Oh, Mr. Burglar, you really are a hero.
That was the least I could do. The name's Phil, by the way.
And what were you doing here again? You weren't going to have another go at robbing us, were you?
Ah, of course not. Believe it or not, I was worried about Dulcie, so I thought I'd come by and make sure you weren't experimenting on her again.
I think we'd better introduce ourselves. Sir Francis Melrose, actor-manager at your service. And this lovely lady is my wife, Lady Melrose, otherwise known as Dulcimer Bliss. And the other lovely lady is the best wardrobe and props mistress in the business, Miss Harriet Grayson.
Blimey.
Frank and I have spent most of our lives on the stage. We followed our parents into the theatre and toured India and the Far East performing Shakespeare plays. Age and dwindling audiences forced us to give that up. We returned to the UK and tried rep, but not only was that a dying out, but sadly we found it more and more difficult to learn the lines. So when Hattie's parents died and left her this house, she suggested that we move in with her.
Well, it's lovely living together, although Frank is hopeless in the garden. But we find that we do attract a lot of the wrong sort of attention. So, as Frank and Dulcie miss performing so much, We thought we'd put on our own little shows for uninvited guests. And I enjoy coming up with the costumes and props that they need.
I must say, the events of this evening have put a bit of a damper on things. I don't feel quite the same about it all now.
No, neither do I. You took such a risk, though, Phil.
Yeah, not really. You don't think nature gave me this handsome face, do you? Now, when she realised I was going to follow me old dad's footsteps, probably end up in clink, my old nan made me join a boxing club so that I could look after myself. I did quite well.
We're very grateful to you, Nan.
Look, and I can't believe I'm saying this. You need some proper security round here. It really isn't safe to try and play act your way out of trouble. You were lucky tonight. Sully and his stupid sidekick Artie are nasty pieces of work. You need to do something about your front gate and sort out your downstairs windows. Fit locks and all that. I could help you, if you trust me.
Well, of course we trust you. And you're right. We should tighten up security.
And look, Phil, I don't know if you're interested, but I'm not exactly the world's best gardener. Frankly, I haven't a clue. I just wander around trying to remember old soliloquies to take my mind off the job in hand. If you fancy a bit of part-time work, how about helping us out in the garden?
I can't say I know anything about gardening.
Well, you couldn't possibly make a worse job of it than I do.
Well, that's true. Oh, please, Phil. It would really help us out, and having you in the garden might deter some unwelcome visitors.
Okay. I think I'd rather like that, actually. And, well, if you miss doing theatre stuff and all that, yeah, must be something you can do. I mean, like local theatre or giving talks.
Worth considering, don't you think, Frank? I did read that some old people's homes like volunteers to read to the inmates. Might be fun to do until we become inmates ourselves.
You know, if we did that, maybe we could take Falstaff. Well, I'm sure he'd love to do a bit of visiting, and it might distract him from mousing.
And I don't think we need to be too concerned about burglars now. What with Phil and Falstaff guarding us.
All the World's a Stage was a Bare Bones Theatre production with the following cast. Phil was played by Dave Baldwin. Lenny by Richard Worrell. Dulcie by Jeanette Bennett. Frank by Gordon Stewart. Hattie by Margaret Baldwin. Sully by Tony Hearn. And Artie by Howard Jones. Recording and production were by Dave Baldwin.